I forgot to talk about the gaslighting and the words. So the words are the biggest attack, because they're attacking you with gaslighting, lies, half-truths, future faking, false promises, fake reality. The word battle, very few talk about. I don't even know any preachers talking about it. Maybe they don't know. Maybe the reason the preachers don't talk about it is they don't realize that it's a word battle, really. You got some people around you, raised around you, that were witches and Wiccans, and people trying to put a curse on you with their words, for real. They'll email you, capitalize certain words to get you to focus on that word to curse you. See, what you think upon reflects back. This is a reflecting pond. This is a reproduction system. And so what you think upon reflects back. And so the only way they can put a curse on you, if you're saved, is either you believe it, or you're thinking about what they're doing, their lies, their games, and it's reflecting back. You know, if somebody's always talking about how dark it is, and you're thinking about how dark it is, guess what? That's what reflects back. But God is a God of growth. God is a God of mercy. His mercies are new every day. The trees are growing. The grass is growing. Everything's positive from God's perspective. Now man's perspective, he doesn't want to do God's will. He doesn't want to walk in the light. Mankind wants to walk in the dark, especially the Wiccans and the warlocks and the witches. The witches are there. Why do they call it pharmakia? Sorcery is pharmakia. So they're going to be trying, if they're a witch, they're trying to poison people. It's not a maybe, it's absolute. A lot of times it's a love spell. They want you to be under their spell. If you're around a Pentecostal, beware, you're probably going to be poisoned. Or you're probably going to be manipulated. They're like salespeople. If you're around a Pentecostal, they're going to try to manipulate you. Absolute, 100% fact. They're going to try to get over on you, manipulate you, turn you into a battery. For real. Especially if it's a Pentecostal female preacher. She's going to try to turn you into a cult follower, you know. For real. I'm not even joking. I wish I was joking, but I'm not. Look at the Pentecostal preachers, how they dye their hair red. Why do they do that? Jezebel spirit. Jezebel. It's obvious. The holographic reality is real, and people want to ignore it, but it's real. Woman rises up in an industry, she's probably going to have a girlfriend. Sorry, because she's wanting to assert the authority of the man. Let not a woman teach or take authority over the man. That's Bible. It's not a maybe, it's Bible. Let not a woman teach or take authority over the man. So in the world, you're going to see women taking authority over the men. Why? Because they're of the world. They can say they're not, but they are. It's not a maybe, it's an absolute. Is the Bible the truth? Yeah. Is the Bible your litmus test? Yeah. There's your answer. You can see them from a mile away. All you have to do is look at the scripture. Look at the scripture. You can see them 1,000 miles away. They can be 1,000 miles on the other side of the earth, and you can see them because all you have to do is open your Bible, and it's your holographic truth. And the way they talk, the way they act, what they're doing, if they're a Pentecostal, painted their hair red, and they're teaching online, they're a Jezebel spirit. You don't even have to question it. It's absolute. It's absolute, people. That's why the Bible is absolute truth, because it's a fractal. This is why they want to shut down anybody who's able to divide it, and especially if you can divide it into 3D realm. They want to shut me down. The truth will set you free. Are there times when the woman has to take the lead when it's when somebody gets sick or somebody needs some help or somebody, their spouse or is dying or whatever? Yeah, they need to be able to do it. You don't want somebody to be helpless, there's situations that arise that are not normal. Sometimes things are temporarily a certain way, you know. It's so clear. It's so clear. It's so obvious. I don't even have words for it. It's just, all I can tell you is get in that word, rightly divide it. Don't go by your emotions. Don't go by what they say. Just look, just listen to the words, listen to the game. Write down what they keep talking about every week, because they're not going to change. They're on a repeat program. They can't change. And so, especially if they're attacking you, they have a script that they have to follow. If they want you to commit suicide, that's all they're going to talk about on almost every phone call. If they want you to fail, that's all they're going to talk about on every phone call. If they want you living in fear, every phone call is going to be a fear-based phone call. They're sold out to the devil. And they don't, some of them know it, some of them don't, and they're just running off a script.